Today we're going to learn Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph of Maseches Tainus. We are holding on the top of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph at the two dots. So the Mishnah had said that they would add six brachos, six additional brachos on a fast day, and the Mishnah went through the exact text of how we would conclude the brachos. So then the Mishnah goes on to say that on the fourth bracha we say Mishanes Shmuel b'mitzvah, that whoever the same Hashem who answered Shmuel should answer us and listen to our cries. Baruch Atem Shomei Tzaka. And on the fifth bracha we refer to Elio Anavi, the Hashem who answered Elio Anavi Bahar Karmel should respond to us. So the Gemara says Tana Yesh Machlifin Tzaka Elio Utfila L'Shmuel. Some say the lashon of Tzaka of crying in the bracha about Eliyahu and the lashon of Tfila of Baruch Atem Shomei Tfila in the bracha about Shmuel. So the Gemara says, "Bishlam v'kavi Shmuel k'siv beit tefila, k'siv beit tzaah, u'k'siv beit tzaaka." I understand that Shmuel can go either way, because there is a pasuk by Shmuel that talks about tefila, and there's a pasuk by Shmuel that talks about tzaaka. El gavi Eliyahu tefila k'siv, tzaaka lo k'siv. But by Eliyahu Navi, it only uses a lashon of tefila, and never uses a lashon of tzaaka. So how could you turn it around and say that the lashon we should use by Eliyahu is tzaaka? So says Gemara, "Aneni Hashem aneni lashon tzaaki hi." By Eliyahu Anavi, it says Aneni Hashem Aneni, and that lashon itself of Aneni Hashem Aneni, that Hashem should answer me, that itself is a lashon of tzaka. That itself is a lashon of crying out. The Mishnah also said Al Ashishis Hu Omer Misha Anes Yona, Al Ashvius Hu Omer Misha Anes David. On the sixth bracha we talk about Yona, the seventh bracha we talk about how Hashem answered David. So Michti, Yona Basar David Ushlama Hava. Historically, Yona came after David and Shlomo. My time of Maktam Liberation. So why is there a bracha about Yona before there's a bracha about David and Shlomo? So Gemara answers Mishum Dubai Lemechtam Merachim Ala Aretz, because we wanted to finish all of the brachos with the final phrase Merachim Ala Aretz, that Hashem has Rachmanos over the whole earth. And that should be the last thing we say, because we're davening that Hashem should have Rachmanos on the earth and save us with having rain come down. And that conclusion only makes sense on Davin and Shlomo, who davened for all of Eretz Yisrael. So we need Davin and Shlomo to be last, because they're the ones that davened for all of Eretz Yisrael. They're the ones where it makes sense to say Merachim ala Aretz, so Yona comes before them. So the Gemara says that we have a brisa that says otherwise. Tanu Mishum Sumchas Amru Baruch Mashpil Haramim, that the last bracha concludes with the phrase Baruch Mashpil Haramim, he who lowers those who are high up. So let's make a main point out of this. So the main point, the Gemara explains the language and order of the brachos, the language and order of the six extra brachos. Right, the language in terms of tzaaka and tefila, and the order in terms of why Yona comes before David and Shlomo. So we learned in the Mishnah, Shalosh Tanyos Harishonos Anshe Mishmar Masan V'lo Mashlim. In the first three fast days, the people of that Mishmar who were working in the Beis HaMikdash that week would fast, but they wouldn't complete the fast. And then the Mishnah goes on to tell us the din about drinking wine for the people of the Mishmar and the people of the Beis Av, and that the people of the Mishmar are not allowed to drink wine during the daytime of the entire week, even if they're not doing the Avoda. And the Anshe Beis Av who work in the Mikdash that day are not even allowed to drink wine at night. So the Gemara brings a brisa that expands on these halachos. Tan Rabbanan, mipnei ma amru anshe mishmar mutar lishlos yain b'leilos avlo b'yamim. Why do we say that the men of that mishmar who work that week in the Beis HaMikdash are allowed to drink wine at night, but not during the daytime? Shema tichbar avodah l'anshe Beis Av. Because the concern is, if they would drink wine during the daytime, we're worried that whoever is working the Beis HaMikdash that day might get tired from all the avodah. So the rest of the people from that mishmar, from that general family of Kohanim who are working that week, might be called in for relief duty and might have to actually help out. So we don't want them to be drunk. And the reason that the people whose turn it was to do the avodah that day couldn't drink at day or night was because it was their turn to do the avodah, that they'd be involved constantly in the avodah. So once we see the chamor mor machmir with the issur of drinking wine, and there goes there on the kohanim of the mishmar of that week not to drink wine because there's a concern and a possibility that they might be called in to do the avodah, the Braisa goes on to tell us that this Isser even applies b'zman hazeh, when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash and there is no karbanos at all, because you never know, Beis HaMikdash might be rebuilt very soon. So we're going to have three different dinim over here. Mikan Amru, So from here we say any Kohen who knows which Mishmar he belongs to, which family he belongs to, and he knows that which day his family was supposed to do the work, he's not allowed to drink wine that entire day that his family's job it is to do work. So the second halacha we learn, b'makir mishmarto, if he knows what his mishmar is, so ve'in makir mishmar is beis avshalo, but he doesn't know which subcategory his family is in, so he knows which week his family is supposed to do work, but he doesn't know which day of that week. And he knows that his family was never possible from kahuna, that they're perfectly viable kohanim. He's not allowed to drink wine that entire week. Every day of that week might be his day, so he's not allowed to drink wine that entire week. And now a third halacha, if he doesn't know his family, and he doesn't know which day his family works or which mishmar he even belongs to, but he knows that his family was never pasul lukuna, asul lishlos yayin kol hashana. He's not allowed to drink wine the whole year. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Omer ani, I say, asul lishlos yayin liolam. What do you mean the whole year? He would never be allowed to drink wine at all if he knows that his family is kosher, but he doesn't know what day, because any day could be his day. Avama esesh, takanoso, mekalkalaso. But what can we do? The fact that we allow the Kohen to drink wine comes from the fact, takanoso kalkalaso, it comes from the fact that he's messed up. It's because of all the years that have gone since the Churban, and we're not really that concerned that it might be rebuilt, unfortunately. We're never really that concerned that it might be rebuilt this minute, so we're going to let him drink wine. So Amar Abaye, Kiman Shasu Hidna Kahani Chamra, Kerebi, when Kohanim drink wine nowadays, it's all because they follow the opinion of Rebbe. So let's make a main point over here. Machlokas, whether Kohanim who don't know their Mishmar can drink wine bizman hazeh. Those who do follow Rebbe. We had three dinim about those who don't, you know, in terms of which days they can't, but I guess that's enough for the main point. So the Mishnah said, Anshei Mishmar, the people who have the turn to do the base of Mikdash, the avodah in the base of Mikdash during this week, Vanshei Maimon, and the people who daven all week for those karbanos, Asurim L'Saper U'L'Chabes, they're not allowed to get haircuts, they're not allowed to wash their clothing that whole week, but on the Thursday of that week they're allowed to because it's already almost Shabbos. So that was what the Mishnah had said. So the Gemara explains, my time, what's the reason for this Isir to wash the clothing and cut their hair? We don't want them to go into the Mishmar all looking with dirty clothing and looking disgusting with long hair. So if we make it us for them to get a haircut during that week, all they're going to be motivated to want to get a haircut right before that week, and that way they'll look good for the week of Avodah. So once we mention the din of haircutting for Kohanim, the Gemara brings a brisa about haircutting of a Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot and a Melech throughout the rest of the year. So Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Melech mistaper b'chol yom, Kohen Gadol may erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. A king has to get a haircut every day. He always has to look perfectly groomed. And a Kohen Gadol gets a haircut every week. Kohen Hedyot achas l'sholshim yom. A regular Kohen gets a haircut once every 30 days. So we're going to explain each of these dinim one by one. So number one, Melech mistaper b'chol yom. The king gets a haircut every day. My time of why? Amar Rabbi Bar Zavda, Amar Kra, Melech biyafyo techzenei necha. The king should always look at his absolute maximum beauty. Second din, Kohen Gadol Meir of Shabbos, Meir of Shabbos, Kohen Gadol gets a haircut once a week. My time of why? Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Kol Mishmaros Mischadshos, because there are new Mishmaros Kuhuna each week. So when the new Mishmar comes in, he should look good for the new Mishmar that's coming in. He should look dignified as the Kohen Gadol. Then the third din, Kohen Hedyot, Achas L'Shoshim Yom Minolan. Where do we get the idea that a Kohen Hedyot, a regular Kohen, has to get a haircut once every 30 days? Asya Pera Pera Minazir. We learn it from the Gzer Shava, Pera Pera. The word Pera comes up by the Kohen Hedyot, and it comes up by a Nazir. Ksiv Hacha, it says in Sefer Yecheskel about Kohanim, V'rosham Lo Yigalechu, Ufera Lo Yishalechu. When it describes how they can't grow long hair, it says, Fera lo yishalechu, uksif hasamin by nazir, it says, kadosh yihyeh, Gadel para sa'ar rosho, that it says that they grow their hair as para. Well, how long is a person a nazir for? Stam nazirus, we assume, is 30 days. A regular nazirus is 30 days. So mala alan shloshim afkan shloshim, just like by a nazir, when it describes the para that a nazir has to grow, it's 30-day growth. So over here also by the Kohen, when it describes how a Kohen is not allowed to have para, it means he's not allowed to have 30 days of growth. V'nazir gufei minalan, and how do I know that a nazir itself is 30 days? Because Rav Masna, Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. We know the rule is, and this is an important concept, Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom, that a typical Nazirus, if a person just says he's going to be a Nazir and he doesn't describe an exact amount of time that he's going to be a Nazir, we assume that it's 30 days. Minalan, where do we know that from? Amar Kra, and this is the most unique thing, it's the only time in all of Shas that this happens, Yihyeh Begematria Tlasin. We learn a gematria to teach us a dinda oraisa. There's a dinda oraisa that 30 days is the amount of time that a typical nazirus is, and we learn this from the word yihyeh. The gematria of the word yihyeh in the pasuk is 30. That's how we know stam nazirus is 30 days. So another main point: king gets haircut every day. Kohen gadol once a week for the new Mishmar. And Kohen Hedyot every 30 days so as not to have Pera like a Nazir. Again, important concept. Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom is a very important concept. So we learned that Kohan from Nazir that the explanation of Pera is 30 days, and therefore a Kohen Hedyot gets a haircut once every 30 days. So the Gemara asks, Amalei Rav Papa Abaye, V'dilma Hachi Kam Rachmana. Maybe this is what the pasuk is actually telling me. Lo Lirbu Klal. Maybe when the pasuk tells me that the Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to have Pera, maybe it means he's not allowed to grow his hair at all, and he has to. He's not allowed to grow his hair to the point of Pera at all, and therefore he would have to get a haircut every 29 days before it ever gets to Pera, not every 30 days. So Amalei Abaye says, Yav k'siv lo yishalechu Pera. If it would have said he can't grow Pera, lo yishalechu in that lashon k'dekamer, then you're right. It would mean that he can't even get to the point where it reaches Pera, which is 30 days. So he'd have to get a haircut every 29 days. But hashad k'siv upera lo yishalechu, since it doesn't say lo yishalechu Pera, it says upera lo yishalechu, it sounds like Pera lahavi shluchi hudo l'shalchu, that he can get to Pera, but then he shouldn't grow it out anything beyond Pera, which would mean he can get to 30 days, but then it shouldn't grow out anything beyond 30 days. So says Gemara, ihachi afilu nanami. So why don't we say the same thing nowadays, that Kohanim should have to get a haircut every 30 days? So Gemara says, dumi adish suyayayim, mash suyayim bizman biya huda asr shlo bizman biya shari, afachanami. Just like the Isra of drinking wine, for coming to drink wine, is only when he was able to go into Bia, means the time that he was able to enter into the Beis HaMikdash, so too the Isra for a coin, the requirement for a coin to get a haircut, is only when he's able to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Vatanya, so the Gemara asks, but wait a second, Rabbi Omer Ani, Kohanim Asurim Lishlos Yayin Li Olam, Kohanim are never allowed to drink wine because the Beis HaMikdash might get rebuilt. Aval Me'esa Shatakanasa Makalkalaso, but what can we do that we allow the Kohen to drink wine comes out from the fact that it's been so many years since the Churban and the Beis HaMikdash still hasn't been rebuilt, so therefore we're not worried that it might be rebuilt. Amar Abaye, and Abaye had commented, we saw this earlier today, Keman Shasu Ve'idna Kani Chamra, who do Kohanim follow when they drink wine? Kerebi, like Rebbe, Mechlal, the Rabbanan Asri. But that makes it sound like the Rabbanan disagree, and the Rabbanan hold that it's Asr for a Kohen to drink wine Bizman Hazeh. So says Gemara, so if that's the case, if it's Asr for him to drink wine Bizman Hazeh, then we're back to the question that it should be Asr for a Kohen to grow his hair for more than 30 days Bizman Hazeh as well. So my time, the Gemara answers, no, why can't he drink wine? Mehiri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, Vim Kohen Aroi Lavoda, Veleka. But hacha efshar de mesaper va'ayil. When it comes to a kohen drinking wine, the reason he can't drink wine bizman hazeh, according to the Rabbanan, is if the Beis HaMikdash gets rebuilt now, we're going to need a sober kohen. So we can't make him sober. There's nothing we could do to change it, to turn him into a sober kohen. We're going to need a sober kohen to deal with the avoda. But when it comes to a Kohen not getting a haircut, so if the Beis HaMikdash were rebuilt right now, all we'll need is a Kohen with a haircut. So let him get a haircut, and then he'll be able to do the Avoda. It won't be a big deal. We'll be able to fix that very, very easily. So then the Gemara says, well, Yehachi, if that's the case, Shusuyai Nami, after the Gani Port of Ail, well, drinking wine also, let him take a nap, and he'll sober up. If you want to sober up, take a walk or take a little nap. So why can't we the Kohen do that when if Mashiach were to come right now? So lav miyit maralav Rav Nachman Rav Baravu lo shanu el kshasashi revias. That only works if you drank moderately. You only drank about a revias of wine. Al shasi yosem revias kol shkein she derech mitridaso shena mashakarto. If you drank more than a revias of wine, then walking and taking a little nap is just going to make it worse. So we're not going to be able to have a sober Kohen. That's why the Kohen's never allowed to drink wine. So the main point, Rabbanon hold, Kohanim Bizman Hazeh can't drink wine because Beis HaMikdash can be rebuilt any minute and we need someone sober to do the Avodah. But he can get a haircut. I mean, he can grow his hair, rather. He can grow his hair, because if Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, he'll get a haircut. And that's an easy enough problem to solve. He could just get a haircut right away. He will get a haircut. Okay, so we'll stop there, even though we're really sort of in the middle of something. We'll pick up Yud Zayin Beis from Rav Ashi Omar, which is really a second answer. We'll pick up with that next time.